Florida State University gives a researcher the financial help he needs to focus on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.
So it's very difficult to isolate just the neurons and their membranes, and this equipment allows Dr. Zhu and me to isolate the membrane.
In one of the state-of-the-art labs in Florida State's College of Medicine, director of the Center for Brain Repair, Pradeep Bide, chats with his colleague, Dr. Jimmy Zhu. They're discussing one of their instruments, which helps them in the development of a new drug to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, more commonly known as ADHD.
So it has three main components. One is hyperactivity. Another one is attention deficit or lack of focus, lack of attention. And then the third is impulsivity. So acting, you know, too quickly, for example.
According to Bide, ADHD affects about 10% of children and 5% of adults in America.
It affects people of all races, men, women, boys and girls, children and adults.
There are current drugs that are widely used to treat the disorder, but Bide and his colleagues are hard at work at Florida State trying to develop what he says will be a better treatment for ADHD.
Project to develop a non-stimulant medication for ADHD. What that means is currently all the most common and the most effective medications for ADHD are called stimulants. So we have animal model data that suggests that these kappa receptor antagonists might be effective against ADHD, and they're non-stimulants.
Dr. Bide wants to create a drug that treats the symptoms of ADHD without the negative side effects of addiction that often comes with the abuse of stimulant drugs.
A predominant feature of ADHD is there is low dopamine in some parts of the brain, and these stimulant medications, when they're taken at the appropriate dose and taken orally, they increase dopamine just enough to cure this low dopamine state. But the problem is, if they are taken higher doses, they increase dopamine too much, and that produces a high. People who do this, they like it, so they want to do more and more. That is a precursor for addiction later. Developing a non-stimulant medication will, you know, overcome all these hurdles, the real hurdles of the stimulants being addictive.
The research is in its early stages, and right now funding is crucial to keep the work moving forward. And he's getting the financial help he needs from Florida State University through its grant assistance program. Dr. Bide recently received a $12,000 award through the GAP program to help fund his research.
But the GAP funding allows us to do the preliminary work and take the project to a state where we can convince others that this is working the way we think it's going to work.
Dr. Bide is confident with the help of this year's GAP award, we could soon see his work go from the lab to the marketplace. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.